Kat and Helen. I'm here in Johannesburg and I've got Case Reichstadt with me, and he's from South Africa as well. He's a space scientist. Got a question for you from Bargaz in Kettering. He says, can we see black holes from the Earth, Case?
Yes, we can, but not directly. We can see the effect they have. Basically, a black hole is a star that's died, it's collapsed, and unbeknownst to many people, many stars, in fact, are double stars or binaries, and the dead star, the collapsed star, can form a black hole. The gravitational fields are intense. It sucks material from its companion star and forms what we call an accretion disk around it. That accretion disk emits X-rays, and we now know of many stars that are X-ray stars, and these are black holes.
And very quickly, Ian says, the expanding universe is all based on redshift stretching out of light. Is there any other independent evidence?
Yes, very briefly, supernova are standard candles, and they are very good distance markers, which are not dependent on redshift.
Thank you very much. That's Case Reichstadt. Thank you very much for joining us. He's from Cape Town normally, and he joined me in Johannesburg. Next week, we'll bring you highlights of what we've been up to here in South Africa, along with all the latest science news and your questions, because we are almost out of time. But what I have to do is to say a very big thank you to Case, also to Kevin Fong, Brian Schmidt, Jeff Marcy and Sarah Russell, who gave up their time this week for this week's show. And also thank you to Dave Cherry, Debbie Kramer and Paula Frey and Associates, who very kindly made it possible for us to be with you from South Africa today.
We also need to thank our backroom team. That's Petra Minch, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Valsler and Mira Senthilingham. So if you have any questions this week about science, technology, medicine, the whole lot, email chris@thenakedscientists.com. Good night.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.